In the past few weeks, we have heard a growing din from Democratic representatives trying to tax wealthy individuals, whether it's through a financial tax, whether it's through a billionaire's tax. Joining us now to talk about some of the proposals is Nathan Dean, senior analyst covering the financial services policy area for us at Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us from our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C. Nathan, thank you so much for being with us. Let's talk about the latest, which is a financial transaction tax. What is this?
So this is a plan that's coming from Senator Schatz from Hawaii. This is actually somewhat unexpected. He really hasn't played in the tax space, the financial transaction space, all that much. We don't know the plan details as of yet, but financial transaction taxes are something that pretty much come out on an annual basis, or at least a proposal from the Democrats. Key past ones have included maybe a 3 basis point tax on all trades. We've seen something as high as 5 basis points for every $100 on equities. Derivatives are sometimes included. They'll get like a 1 basis point tax on derivatives. So these things happen almost every year. The issue of why it's more important this year is because, as you just noted, you know, we're heading into the 2020 presidential cycle, and these taxes are getting a little bit more support from mainstream Democrats. And so I don't think there's any concern from a trading perspective that any tax is going to happen anytime soon, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
So what, Nathan, has been the response from the financial services industry? I'm sure they're pushing back on this very hard. What are their points?
So there's really two things. One is that a lot of them expect it not to happen. So you don't want to push too hard, because then you give the information more publicity. But what they often come back is that it's a story of liquidity. And they'll say that, you know, if you were to increase the taxes on trading, you're going to have a less liquid market. And they do have some examples. You know, Italy tried a transaction tax. There were some European nations that had a transaction tax back in the 80s. And they were able, you know, you can always get an economic study saying that there's going to be less liquidity as a result. Now, what the proponents will come back with is they'll say, well, you know, you still have tons of liquidity. You're just talking about a small drop. And the Congressional Budget Office estimated last year that if you were to put a 0.1% tax on all trades, both derivatives and equities, you're going to raise $777 billion over 10 years for the budget. Now, that's a decent amount of money. So, you know, I think the industry is just going to have its continued talking points. They're going to talk to people in the Senate, and they're going to try and make sure that if this were to actually get traction, they can stop it before it goes too far.
So, Nathan, let's not focus too much on a proposal that most likely will never see the light of day. Let's talk more about what's happening on a broader level with the Democratic Party, and to really dive into how much bipartisan support there is for some sort of higher tax for wealthier individuals. We have not heard from President Trump with respect to the additional tax break that he talked about earlier. Where are we in terms of additional tax measures?
So I think it's an idea generation mode. You know, obviously we've got this 2020 presidential election coming. Everybody's just floating ideas. You know, Senator Elizabeth Warren has put out her plan. Senator Bernie Sanders has put out his plan. You know, obviously, you just mentioned it's not going to get done in this types of Congress, but they're putting out their plans. This is something that they're going to highlight as they go through the presidential election cycle. You know, they certainly are getting more progressive.
Well, you know, that's true. I guess another way to put this is, when do we have to care?
I think you care when you get close to the 2020 election, and the key catalyst to look for is what happens in the Senate. You know, if the Democrats take the House, they're going to pass whatever they want. That's fine. If the Senate flips to the Democrats, then they control the agenda, and these issues can actually come up for a vote. At that point, you have to see, okay, how many Republicans can you get across the board to get this issue to a 60 threshold? So for me, what's most important is looking at what happens in the Senate, whether the Democrats take it or not, and if they do, how many Democrats how many Republicans would be willing to go with them. So right now, I'd say that's pretty low in terms of pushing these issues forward. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I think, come election time 2020, that's when you're going to really get a good indication.
Is there any bipartisan support for, let's put it this way, in terms of tax policy, where do you think there's the greatest area of commonality that actually some movement could be made?
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, our colleague at BI, Andrew Silverman, points out is that, you know, you certainly have a permanent corporate tax rate, right? That has been done. But you only got a 10-year retail or consumer tax rate. So obviously they're going to have to go back and fix that eventually. So, you know, as we get closer and closer to that 10-year deadline, you know, I think you're going to see people on both sides of the aisle saying, well, we don't want tax rates to go up for the individual. So that's going to push at least it's going to give them pressure to actually try and compromise on that individual tax rate. When it comes to corporations, you know, that may be a little bit less likely. You know, we have heard from Senate Republicans that they'd like to try and do tax reform 2.0 this year, or at least try and do something. But, you know, with the House being on the Democratic side, that's going to be pretty difficult.
Nathan Dean, thank you so much for giving us an update on kind of what's happening tax policy-wise. Nathan's a senior analyst at covering financial services, Bloomberg Intelligence. He's right down there at Ground Zero, Washington, D.C. It's where he's based. He's today from our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.